This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Gauteng and FMR in Cape Town.
This True Wealth story is brought to you by Nedbank Private Wealth. Speak to them about realizing your true wealth aspirations. Now, my next guest is no stranger to Classic Business listeners, having won the Conscious Companies Awards and published a best-selling autobiography about growing the country's largest independent agency, Pepe Marais, Group Chief Creative Officer at Joe Public United. Pepe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Now, as someone who's built a career around understanding human behavior and the human element and people, and your own undulating journey, I'm sure you've considered this issue quite carefully of your true meaning of wealth beyond the rands and cents. What is your true meaning of wealth?
So mine, it used to be obviously financial wealth, you know, back in the day before I had my, what did I call it, midlife crisis at the age of 38, 39. So it used to be based on finances, but it fundamentally shifted more into the space of realizing there's things like spiritual wealth, my own personal health, my family, you know, my craft. There's so many other variations. And it became more about those aspects of my life, the value that I bring to the world, rather than my remuneration. And it was a shift, and that was a shift that took place, what, about 13 years ago. So if you ask me, true wealth, it is the value that I can bring to this world in my lifetime.
That really struck me when I read your book, Growing Greatness, was how you almost had a Damascene moment. There was this one moment in your life where you'd been building up and been slapped down on the business side again, and you found yourself, as you said, 38, 39, what you call a midlife crisis, but really reevaluating your purpose. Do you think that this is necessary to have this kind of realization of what wealth truly means? I know perceptions change over time. Do we have to have a crucible moment, or is it all unique and different for everyone? What's your perspective on that?
I'm very clear nowadays that there's no right or wrong. I mean, I've become so crystal on that. So it will be crazy to go one way as a solution for everyone. But there's definitely fundamentally my way and my experience, which then informs my belief and my worldview. So for me, as what I experienced, it was that critical turning point and that clarification of purpose in my life, and having being more clear on why I exist, that shifted me fundamentally. So I would say that would be applicable to a large percentage of the mass population. And if I could, I would like to sort of hand over that wisdom to the rest of the world. But it's not necessarily the silver bullet for every single person.
Well, it is wisdom that is contained in the book. And I recall with fondness that story of how the framed cork hanging in your office with the words, "Never ever sell your soul," is such a prized possession. Probably one of the best business lesson stories that I've ever read, Pepe.
Yeah,
and it's difficult, though. You know, speaking with hindsight, it's always an exact science. When you're in the moment, having such crystal clarity is difficult. This is something one almost has to behavioralize, isn't it?
Absolutely. And look, that's also why I've got this passion point, because this impact it had on my personal life, outside of my business world, I apply that wisdom to our business. And I saw a very fundamental shift in the business too. So I think the world in general is devoid of that level of clarity, whether in your personal life. So I was always intrigued. Or not always, but once I got inside, I thought, geez, I don't even have a 25-year plan for my personal life.
Mm.
I know what I'm going to do next weekend, not far beyond that. Maybe I'm planning for my December holiday, but not much beyond that. And I realize I'm almost living in reaction mode. So the clarity starts making me think much more clearly about the future on a personal level. And I brought it into the business, and it did exactly the same for the business. And I think that's the value that I try to put in my book, to put out there and see who takes it up. But I was in conversation about 10 minutes ago, and we were talking about how difficult it is to apply knowledge, you know, because knowledge is not power.
Mm.
You know, knowledge is knowledge. It becomes powerful when you actually apply the knowledge. And I think the big, almost stumbling block for us as people is to apply what we learn in life and really apply it with rigor and then see it work. So, yeah, these are the different things I think that makes life wealthy or worth living.
Worth living, absolutely. And you could be speaking about the challenges inside government at the moment. We have a lot of good ideas, some really great plans, but it is in the execution. It's about taking those plans or knowledge, as you say, and really implementing and executing those plans and ideas. What have you found in your personal life has helped you? You mentioned that 25-year roadmap that you developed for yourself. How important has that been in helping you take that knowledge into the world of execution?
If I may, I want to take one step back because I think it's relevant to the answer. But if you look, as an example, and I'm saying this with respect because I think running a business of 60 million people must be challenging, so I'm not pointing finger at government. But if I look at the country as a business, I'm interested again that the overriding sort of focus is on GDP and on the growth of the revenue of the, you know, it's almost like, again, bottom line focus without actually starting with, well, what is the purpose of the country? Because once you're clear on what is the purpose of the country, why does it exist at this moment in time in this world, that will inspire a greater vision, and then you've got a starting point to start the business. So I think we operate in absence of. So for me, what actually drives my highly application nature is being clear on what my purpose is, which informs my vision. And because those two aspects are so clear, I think that drives me to actually act towards it. I think people struggle with that because they're not clear on what the purpose of either the business or the purpose of yourself in this world is right now in this moment. And hence, you just go into reaction mode and just doing the same thing over and over without a different result, which is, according to Einstein, insanity.
That really is very interesting, Pepe, because you just have a look at what happened recently with the Springboks seemingly uniting the nation, and that sense of commonality of purpose. We had for a brief moment a South Africanness, I guess, and then it evaporated and we're back into the various camps and, as you say, perhaps just reacting to everything. How have you developed a sense of purpose? Because it sounds something ethereal. It sounds like it's out there and intangible and difficult to conceptualize and touch. But it is so important to develop it, back to your answer, and how we require this purpose in order to enable this ability to implement the knowledge that will help us change our lives. How do you tap into that purpose?
So just on that point of esoteric, and it's kind of like a bit of a hippie thing still, even although it's been around now quite at a high level for at least a decade, and we are seeing globally, if you look at America, I mean, if you look at Whole Foods, very purpose-driven business, and I think the CEO actually wrote the book, Conscious Capitalism, you know, John Mackey. So there's now movement at a top level of listed entities on the New York Stock Exchange that there's evidence of purpose-driven businesses. So at least now we're starting to see evidence at a big corporation level that there's a benefit to being more purpose-driven. There's also the triple bottom line, which is becoming a big thing. But again, application is the trick. But for me, on a personal level, I just did a very alternative transformational workshop. I'm very strategic in my nature. And what I saw in my experience was that it's strategic, although it was through gamification. And I got a huge insight into my own personal life through doing a workshop, a very hippie workshop, people will say. But in my view, a fundamental, well-constructed workshop to give me insight on my own life. I then took that methodology of defining your life by one word into business, because I'm in marketing and advertising. And I could only find evidence of three businesses of all the brands in the world that are actually that clear, being Toyota, Volvo, and Woolworths. And I developed a methodology which we are now taking to our clients as a value add in discovering what is the one-worded purpose for your business. And hopefully then have a ground zero to build everything on, from communications, external, internal, to strategy for the business.
Absolute alignment. Everything has to then speak to that. I do see a lot of sort of corporate speak that isn't aligned. It then falls flat because it's not authentic. People don't understand exactly why they're doing something. So, Pepe, I'm going to have to invite you back onto the show to discuss that point in some detail. But as we wrap up, this concept of wealth as an enabler of happiness, does money buy happiness? Does it guarantee you happiness? How do you view it?
It doesn't. And I know that for a fact, because I know quite a few people with a fundamental amount of money who's not necessarily happy. But it is at the root of all good. So for me, money is, if one area of wealth is just my spiritual growth, I will need money to access whatever programs or processes or books I want to buy to take me forward in that way. So yes, it's only one element of wealth is money, but it's a very crucial one. We all know that. The interesting thing for me is that I was bankrupt when I found my purpose. So 2 years into my own purpose, I had nothing. So I still always go back to, and I got through that quite easily because I found clarity. And then I built my own personal financial wealth on that purpose.
If there was one message, I know it sounds like a trite question because there's so much to distill and so much wisdom to give to young people entering the place of work. But what would be a core message for young people at the start of their careers? If you could teleport yourself back to Pepe 20 years ago, what would you be telling yourself?
I would always, in everything that I communicate when I speak about these aspects of life, I will go back to purpose. One of my greatest ambition is to put purpose at the core of education, so to enable children to find their greater purpose at school level will be a huge win for me. Because I think with that clarity, it doesn't matter what you do, you'll know why you're doing it. And I think I will say to any young person out there, seek a deeper driver, because it's beyond passion, it's beyond money, it's something far deeper, it's the reason why you exist. And that will amplify whatever your craft become in life.
Indeed, words to live by, Pepe. I think there is so much opportunity. As you were saying that, I was just thinking of the Sustainable Development Goals, of how millennials are actually looking for that purpose as they enter the workplace. So lots to think about for corporates if they want to be employers of choice as well, to help actuate that sense of purpose to attract the best and brightest. Pepe, as always, you leave me thinking. Thanks for sharing your wealth journey with us here on Classic Business.
Thank you so much, Michael. All the best.
That was Pepe Maria, Group Chief Creative Officer, Joe Public United, with his true wealth story, brought to you by Nedbank Private Wealth. Speak to them about realizing your true wealth aspirations.